Today, Be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Samaches, which is the beginning of the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos, known as Parak Klal Gadol. In today's Daf, we will discuss the following topics. As a rule, when somebody violates the Shabbos by doing one of the 39 malachas, if he did it b'mezid, knowingly, he is chayiv misa. If he did it b'shogig, not realizing that it was Shabbos, or not realizing that this act is a malacha, he is chayiv to bring a karban chatas. First, the Mishnah will outline when a person is chayiv to bring a single karban for many violations, and when he is required to bring multiple karbanas for these violations. The rest of the daf discusses how many karbanas one would have to bring in two specific situations. When a person once knew about the concept of Shabbos in general, but had forgotten that the concept exists, and did many malachas over many Shabbases. When a person never in his life had learned that there is a concept called Shabbos. Some of the more important concepts that we will encounter on this daf include Av Malacha, are the 39 general categories of labor that are forbidden on Shabbos. Each category has subcategories of labor called Toldos, which are also forbidden Midereisa. Shvius, during Shemitah year, one is not permitted to work the land of Eretz Yisrael, nor may one do business with or destroy the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Meiser, the 10% of one's produce that a person has to give to a levy is called Meiser Rishon, and the additional 10% that he has to eat in Yerushalayim in certain years is called Meiser Sheni. While that same 10% is given to poor people some years and is called Meiser Ani. Peya is the corner of the field that has to be left for the poor people to take. Tinik Shenishba Leben Ha'akim is a child that was captured and raised amongst Gentiles, leaving him with no knowledge about even the most basic elements of Judaism.